Hello and welcome to MDG the Podcast, a podcast with the experts in the field of microbiology, teaching us about the world we live in and how Bacillus is shaping it. As always, the podcast was brought to you by Microbial Discovery Group. Visit MDG at mdgbio.com. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Judd Reminger. I am the creative lead here at MDG, and also I'll be your host for MDG the Podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about data collected with biotiffics in pulp and paper facilities. My guest today is Vanessa Chapa. She's an MDG microbiologist. Vanessa, how are we doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. So we're going to start off right away. You're a microbiologist, and as a microbiologist, can you explain the process of collecting data in pulp and paper facilities?
Yeah, so something that's really important in collecting data from a pulp and paper facility is consistently monitoring your lagoon, doing things like determining depth to sludge before, during, and after treatment is important. We've done this with using a sonar boat and a sludge judge, as well as looking at your total suspendeds coming into the lagoon. We recently had a lagoon where we were treating it, and about after 2 months after treatment, they started loading more into their lagoon. So with that data that they had of letting us know how much they were loading into the lagoon, it gave us a better depiction of how much sludge was being digested.
When you're collecting all this lab data, it's got to be quite a process. Can you explain a little further the nature of the trials that take place when you're collecting it?
Yeah, so at a product formulation standpoint, we look at our strains and see what they are capable of and what capabilities are useful for a specific market or specific application. So with pulp and paper, we looked at our biotypic strains to see if they produce a certain enzyme to degrade fibrous material. This is important in pulp and paper plants because there's a lot of fibrous material that are found in these plants. When we tested our biotypic strains, we found that our bacillus produced the necessary enzymes to degrade this fibrous material. But at a larger scale, and what we do in our technical quest for customers is that we take real wastewater treatment samples, wastewater and sludge, and treat these samples in the lab with biotypics. With wastewater, we get a sample from the field, take measurements as like pH, carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, the COD, and we look at the bacterial activity to see whether our bacillus could enhance the bacterial activity of the water. Wastewater treatment plants rely on bacteria to decompose organic material. So if we can enhance the bacterial activity, we know that there will be an improvement of digestion of organic material in that specific plant. And then with sludge, we do the same thing, looking at pH, COD, and all that stuff, but we are looking at the weight of solids before and after treatment in the lab.
And you get all this data, obviously, from it. How can your lab data results benefit a pulp and paper facility?
Overall, the lab data shows that biotypics can degrade the organic material found in pulp and paper plants. But what's really cool, when testing wastewater and sludge samples from specific locations, it can be used as a preliminary test to see how treatable that specific plant is. So let's say you have two lagoons, one with a lot of organic material in that lagoon and then another lagoon with lots of inorganic material. You're going to see a higher reduction of solids in the lagoon that is mostly made up of organic material because that's what our bacillus can degrade, where our bacteria cannot degrade that inorganic material that's in the second lagoon. In addition to that, we look at the COD and carbon and pH of these samples. So we've actually seen lagoons with low ammonia and nitrogen levels. We treat it in the lab with biotypics, and we see an increase in bacterial activity, which is good, but sometimes when we take this wastewater with low ammonia and nitrogen levels and treat it with biotypics and balance out the ammonium nitrogen to be at what it's supposed to be, we see an even bigger increase of bacterial activity, which is better than just treating with biotypics.
Enzymes are a big thing that we talk about, especially with breaking down certain things, and fiber is big in a pulp and paper facility. So can you explain how enzymes help with breaking down fiber?
Yeah, so fiber is actually harder for bacteria to break down. Fibrous materials like cellulose that's found in a lot of these pulp and paper plants are harder to degrade because of its structure, and its structure is more complex than things like sugar, which is easier for bacteria to digest. Bacteria can break down fiber, but they need to produce specific enzymes to degrade fiber. And different bacteria produce different enzymes, and not even all bacillus produce the same enzymes. But we found that biotypic strains produce the necessary enzymes to break down fiber.
So what's the biggest takeaway, I would say, from all the pulp and paper data that you've came across?
I think for me is that bioaugmentation using bacillus and biotypics can save our customers money by pushing off things like mechanical dredging, dewatering, and removal of solids manually. But what's even cooler is that while we're able to save our customers money, we're being environmentally friendly because our bugs can degrade organic material that otherwise end up in landfills or incinerated.
So Vanessa, you just presented some of your work in pulp paper at ASM Microbe. What is ASM? And can you tell us a little about that experience?
ASM is the American Society of Microbiology, where there are about 30,000 members. Each year they hold a conference where people from around the world share their work and innovative ideas. This year, over 5,000 people attended in Houston. There, I was able to share some of the success we had in treating a pulp and paper lagoon using our bacillus with some fellow scientists. It was really fun.
Pulp and paper is just one of many industries we serve. What are some other wastewater challenges that biotypics can resolve?
Oh yeah, so we cover many different industries, sewer and septic systems, lift stations, wastewater lagoons, and food processing plants and more. But also we talk about the big three here, which are bigger challenges that we see in wastewater systems, which is fog, fats, oils, and grease, H2S, and sludge. And we have seen success in treating those, the big three, the big challenges. But we also help with things like overall wastewater quality and reduction of BOD.
Now, you just did a webinar all about this with Josiah, one of our technical support here at MDG. Now, if you, the listener, want to reach out to MDG and see that webinar, please, you can go to info@mdgbio.com or you can go to www.mdgbio.com and contact us. Well, Vanessa, I want to thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And make sure everyone can like and subscribe to the podcast. I want to thank you very much. And for everyone else, we'll see you later.